Back to One-on-One with DP. Sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation on 93.7 The Ticket.
Buckeye, sir. If you would, please. Pay the bills. Pay the bills.
Yes, this segment is sponsored by Schwizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Schwizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at Schwizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Schwizo Construction.
Thank you, kind Sir Bach. The Pro Bowl rosters were announced. We have news. We have news indeed. Is Husker Nation represented?
Husker Nation is represented. I was going up and down the rosters. I believe I've seen two Huskers now. Cam Jurgens making his second Pro Bowl, so congratulations to Cam. And then also Luke Gifford making it as a special teams player. So very cool things. Very cool indeed. Tells you, we say it all the time, you got to learn how to play some special teams if you're not going to be an obvious part of the team. Gifford has filled that role.
Well done, right? Fair to say that we're thrilled about that. Maybe slightly surprised.
Yeah.
Right. There are four teams, with six players, the Baltimore Ravens, Denver Broncos, San Francisco 49ers, and Seattle Seahawks, had six players. The Eagles, along with the Cowboys, Lions, and Chargers, are sending five. What is everybody else doing? Well, at the other end of that spectrum, Bach, there's a team that hasn't had a Pro Bowler in a long time. Bach, share the news, sir.
That's correct. Now it is now a decade that the Jets have not had 10 straight years. The Jets have not had an offensive Pro Bowler. So that is quite a long stretch. I was trying to look through every team that didn't get one. I know the Saints didn't get a Pro Bowler. The Vikings didn't get a Pro Bowler. The Jets, as I mentioned, didn't get one on either side of the ball. So I think that's all. I'll double check to see if anybody else was shut out.
Ick. Ick. Simply ick, Bog. How do you get people to show up to that stadium 10 times a year?
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Wow. That is, man, do something for you. 10 years? 10 years of so Josh Allen, Drake May, and Justin Herbert are the AFC quarterbacks. Sam Darnold, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford for the NFC. Travis Kelce makes his 11th Pro Bowl, tied with Jason Witten for the second most amongst tight ends, only behind Tony Gonzalez with 14. 19 players were chosen for the first time, including Quinion Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, George Pickens got his first. George Ault was selected, even though he only played six games. There's a question. The Jaguars, the AFC South leading Jaguars, at 11-4, had one player, and he's a special teamer, long snapper.
Wow.
The Jets, Saints, and Vikings, as Bach said, did not have a representative. Kyle Juszczyk for the 49ers going to his 10th Pro Bowl. Trent Williams going to, man, those are numbers. Trent is just, he's a staple. 12 Pro Bowl for Trent Williams. Colts guard Quentin Nelson is the second offensive lineman to be selected to Pro Bowl. In each of his first eight career seasons, joining Joe Thomas of the Browns in that honor, Ja'Marr Chase is the third receiver to be selected Pro Bowl in each of his first five seasons, joining Tyreek Hill and A.J. Green. Packers edge rusher Micah Parsons, first defensive player named to the Pro Bowl in each of his first five career seasons since Aaron Donald. Jalen Ramsey, seven-time Pro Bowl cornerback, made it as a free safety in his first season with the Steelers. As you would know, these teams are being coached. The NFC will be coached by Jerry Rice, and Steve Young will coach the AFC in a flag football game showdown. And I love the way they wrote that. In a flag football showdown.
Showdown.
Oh, bro.
Is Luke Gifford going to play like flag football special teams?
I would imagine. Bro. Like, what do you do with the kickers and returners at a flag football game? I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea. I have no idea, but I'm going to leave that up to you. Bach, any final grievances, kind sir?
I don't think so, but I would like to say Kenny Hill, Will I coming in for Tom, or excuse me, that's an old show I thought about. Bach in the black shirt on 93.7 Ticket.
I was like, hot, Bach's bringing it back, man. We appreciate you all for hanging out for 2 hours. Bach, black shirt. And Coach Kenny Wilhite will take you through to 3 o'clock here on a Tuesday.